The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
For over 30 years, BHM has been the trusted CPA firm for closely held businesses across Ohio and West Virginia.
BHM has made life easier for myself and our company when it comes to tax and accounting.
At BHM, we develop top talent to tackle your most complex challenges.
A CPA firm can be the lifeblood to a successful business. If you don't feel that way about your firm, ask yourself why not.
Visit bhmcpagroup.com to schedule a consultation. BHM, the CPA firm simplifying the complex.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
A significant fundraising for Cleantech Lithium today. Here to tell us a bit more of the details, Steve Kessler, the executive chairman. Steve, tell us who came into this funding and what it's all about.
Yeah, we put the funding in place. We've been approached by a number of our institutional investors. Clearly, we had delayed the ASX listing from last year into this current period. And we wanted to raise the funds to have a better balance sheet going into the ASX and to complete our current work programs, which are to complete the work we're doing to make battery grade material for off takers, to complete the PFS, to get us into the direct negotiations on sale. So we put in place this 2.4 fully placed raising. It was organized by Fox Davis Capital, and our existing shareholders, institutions like Athos, Regal, APAC, RAB, Miten, Orca, all came in. And the book was almost exclusively institutional existing shareholders. We also announced a broker option because there are a number of existing shareholders, smaller shareholders who perhaps felt they couldn't participate. And the broker option is there to allow those shareholders to participate under the same terms. And an RNS will be going out very, very shortly on how they can participate in this in the broker options.
So you mentioned some of the use of funds there. There's the seal, there's the PFS, and the upcoming ASX listing. Perhaps you could just talk a little bit about those, each of those in turn, so that investors know what's in store.
Yeah, so the ASX listing, we're busy with that, in updating the prospectus with the financials, with all of the new information that we put out in the market in RNSs in previous weeks. And the key thing is for the Australian investors to recognize why investing in cleantech lithium is good to do now. And the rationale is we are going to have good news coming out. We expect at the end of March to have the announcement from the government that we have been prioritizing clear to go through into direct negotiations on the terms of that operating contract. We are still scheduling the PFS to be complete, which will demonstrate the technical and economic viability of the project. We'll be engaged with off-takers and strategic investors, introducing our battery-grade material to start the product qualification. And I think when the Australian investors compare cleantech lithium, what we're doing with our brine in Chile, they will see a good investment opportunity. When they compare our sort of market capitalization to the peer group in Australia, our broker recognized we may be valued only at 30-35% of our peer group in Australia. So getting onto the ASX, we would expect to have a re-rating back to our peer group. People in Australia will recognize, no, here's a low-cost brine project with FTA, with the United States can feed battery-grade material directly into the world markets, compared to the higher cost hard rock mining, sending concentrate to China with all the geopolitical issues that are emerging at the moment. So we think people will see this is the low point of the lithium market. There will need to be more projects coming into production to deliver the lithium which the world needs for its electrification process. And the price must go up. Today, half the world's production is operating at a loss. Now, that certainly can't be sustained. And we think we're at the low, and we can see price consolidation very, very shortly.
Is it your view then that the Australian market will set the price for clean tech lithium once you've got a listing there?
Yes. No. I think that the institutions and the retail sector, when they come into the clean tech lithium stock, will find it attractive, and the price will always balance between the AIM and ASX. But we expect the demand to be stronger in Australia than in the UK. It's a natural resources country. They know lithium. There's 90 odd analysts watching the lithium space, and I think we'll get a lot of coverage and a lot of traction.
And do you think the DLE, the direct lithium extraction process that you're going to be deploying, gives you any kind of advantage over some of the other hard rock companies or other types of lithium producers? Because it does have a better green footprint.
Yes, I think that geopolitics is an issue. Now, Australia and Africa make spodumene concentrate. It has to go to China. That process is inherently more carbon intensive and higher cost. Now, we have low cost brine production with renewable energy, so a low carbon footprint, direct ability to ship to the US, Europe, elsewhere. And I think the DLE has got a big stamp of approval in recent years. We're seeing Eramet bringing the first Western large-scale DLE project into production in Argentina. You see Rio Tinto had acquired the Rincon DLE project and then bought Arcadium. One of the reasons, obviously, is to get the Livent DLE technology as well. So Rio Tinto put their stamp of approval on DLE as the way forward for sustainable lithium production into the future.
And just before we close, perhaps we could have a quick bullet point summary of timings. You have mentioned the approaching milestones in separate parts of this conversation, but we've got the PFS, the COL, and the ASX listing. What's the sort of summary of timings on them?
Well, the big one, a very important one, is the government announcement on the sale process with Laguna Verde going into direct negotiation at the end of March. And once we're into that process, it means we will get a sale, and it's just the commercial terms of that. In our previous scoping study, we used the commercial terms that the government gave to Codelco for their sale, so we don't expect it to be too dissimilar from that. We're working with Worley, leading our PFS. That was scheduled for end of March. We announced a few weeks ago we produced the first really high grade lithium carbonate, 99.78%. We're now going to restart that to make larger quantities to start introducing to off takers. And I think with the with a sale, with a PFS in place, we're in a very good position to be substantively engaged with potential strategic partners for the next stage of financing to take us through to FID. And clearly, on that is putting all that news into the prospectus for the ASX listing. Let's say it will be happening, we originally said, end of the first quarter. It might go over into the next month, but we're working on the prospectus now.
Well, it's good to see you guys moving forward, and we look forward to further updates on progress. Thanks for joining us, Steve.
That's a pleasure, Alistair.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hey Columbus, it's Bill and Jenny.
At Simple Bath & Kitchen, we're all about making your new bathroom or kitchen absolutely beautiful.
With our renovations, we can help you age in place comfortably while still enjoying a newly updated and modern bathroom or kitchen.
From grab bars to accessible showers, we know how to make your space safe and functional for years to come.
Because your home should adapt to you, not the other way around.
If you're ready to invest in your future comfort, come chat with us at Simple Bath & Kitchen.
Simple Bath & Kitchen, where our home is your home.
Oh my gosh.
Put your hands together for new Dr. Pepper Blackberry and Dr. Pepper Blackberry Zero Sugar.
There she is! Oh, yeah! It's full Dr. Pepper!
With sweet blackberry flavor!
Dr. Pepper Blackberry, I'm obsessed with your succulent taste. Please marry me!
No! Marry me! Marry me, or I'm gonna freak out!
Try new Dr. Pepper Blackberry.
It's a pepper thing!